Yeah, it helps if the top guy shows that he's interested.
And has that mindset.
And maybe that's the wrong word, but you know.
Give you an example domestically. Happened many, many years later. We had a customer, Don Kennedy, Oklahoma Gas and Electric. Remember him?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And Don Kennedy was a devoted customer. We weren't his only supplier, but he gave a fair share of his business to us. We ran into a problem with some 33-inch blades on a big turbine. A 33-inch blade is a big piece of work. It's that long and it's heavy. And they would decide to start to chatter and vibrate and fall apart. And it wasn't a catastrophic failure, but it sure as hell wasn't pleasant. So the minute I heard this, I got on an airplane. I was now executive vice president
of the corporation here.
Went out there and told him that we felt badly about his problem. I said, can I go out and see this? What do you want to do that for? It's the reason I came out. Temperature was about 110. And there are two, three men knocking the blades out of the spindle, which involved a 10 or 12 pound sledgehammer. Four or five bangs before you sheared the pin off that held it in place. The reason I tell you that story is not to heap any praise on myself, but there was a job up which we were almost certain to lose because of the fact that these 33-inch blades had failed. And I was delighted one morning when somebody came in and said, George, guess what? We got the order, despite the fact that the blades failed. We had solved the problem by that time. A customer is a human being. And if you can put yourself in his spot, you can go a long way toward resolving any problems you have. You've had this problem all your life, right?